As part of Women's History Month, Alaska Public Media brings you the voices of influential Alaskan women who have helped shape and define the social, cultural, and political discourse in Alaska. 15 women were recently inducted into the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame at a ceremony in Anchorage. Former Lieutenant Governor Fran Ulmer was inducted herself in 2009. She was on hand to introduce one of this year's inductees, the late youth development and child advocate Joan Hurst.
Joan Hurst was a passionate advocate for kids. For 35 years, she created and directed youth development programs within the Alaska Campfire Council and established before and after school child care programs to help working parents. She initiated the first water safety program to teach kids in rural Alaska how to swim. And she developed the first non-sectarian, co-ed, nationally accredited resident camp in Alaska on Kenai Lake, Camp Kushtaka. Hurst was raised in Madison, Wisconsin, and after teaching school for 4 years, she came to Alaska in 1963 to serve as the first executive director of the local Campfire Council. Under her leadership, the council grew from a volunteer-driven, club-based program for girls into a comprehensive co-ed youth development organization serving thousands of youth all across Alaska. During her tenure, Hurst spurred the National Campfire USA to expand its mission to address quality childcare based on the Alaska experience, receiving on her behalf Mary Owen Stacks and Barb Dubovich.
Thank you. I'm Barb Dubovich, and it's truly an honor to be here to accept this award on Joan's behalf, and I'm glad to be here with Mary Owen Stacks, Joan's niece. In the campfire world, she was legendary for her visionary leadership and her ability to get things done. She was also known as somewhat of a maverick. She embodied our independent Alaskan spirit, and if it was the right thing to do for children, she worked tirelessly to make it happen. I remember her telling me about the early years of our rural Alaska program when the organization was still just for girls. As you can imagine, our program was and is a happening place for kids in rural Alaska during the summer months. Joan told me how boys would come to the program and want to learn to swim and do the activities as well. She said it was ridiculous to turn them away, especially with the concerns about drownings of youth and the amount of time young men and boys spent around the water, so she told the staff to include them in our program. It took her and many others several years before they could get our national organization to transform into a co-ed organization. Even today, we can see her imprint on our community. As was mentioned decades ago, youth went home to empty houses after school, and they were called latchkey kids. The before and after school program she began has provided hundreds of thousands of youth and their families with care during out of school hours. She regularly gave voice to children's issues in our state and worked to ensure that all youth, regardless of their family's income, had access to quality experiences. It's truly an honor to be here, and we thank everyone for making this happen. Thank you.
That was Barb Dubovich accepting the award for Alaska Women's Hall of Fame inductee Joan Hurst. More profiles are at our website, alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Lori Townsend.